Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
It's a very sweet story. The children at the Golisano Children's Hospital received a visit last night from a very unique group of people.
Oh, this was so sweet.
Dozens of first responders took the time to come together to show them their support. By looking below from the inside of the hospital, children encountered friendly waves hello from below. The street was filled and decked out with lights coming from the cars of first responders. This gesture is an idea that RPD officers wanted to bring to our area after seeing it done in other cities. Dozens of first responders lined the streets and turned their lights on to let the children know that there's, you know, someone thinking of them during their stay.
That's awesome.
RPD said they hope to make this an annual gesture, by the way.
Very cool. I did not see this coming, at least not this soon.
You didn't?
I really didn't. Did I think they were going to last forever? No. Didn't see it coming this soon. Cardi B and Offset have officially split 1 year after getting married and just 5 months after giving birth to a baby girl.
Yeah.
In true, candid Cardi fashion, the rapper took to Instagram to explain the split.
I feel ashamed.
This is actually of the woman.
Just coming from me and like to Cardi B and to like her fans and to her family, to her situation. These were never my intentions, and I never wanted to break up a happy home.
The homewrecker, if you will.
Okay, so cheating rumors have plagued Cardi and Offset's relationship pretty much the whole time they've been together, and that is Summer Bunny, her name. Her name is Summer Bunny. She is the alleged mistress of Offset, and apparently he cheated with her shortly before Cardi gave birth. Now she's talking about, you know, how remorseful she feels and how bad she feels about homewrecking.
Seems like a cry for attention.
She
apologizes to Cardi B's fans.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
She's not actually sorry. She's using this for publicity.
Yeah, but
you got us. It worked. We played your voice. Congratulations.
Right.
But everyone knows you broke up a marriage.
In Cardi's video, though, it's interesting. In Cardi's video, she did not seem mad at all. She's like, you know, I've been trying to work things out. She said we're not together anymore, but that she has, you know, all this love. She says, quote, I will always have a lot of love for him because he is my daughter's father.
Sure.
So it sounds like they're on okay terms. It always starts it gets ugly.
I mean, okay for as okay as it can be, I would imagine.
Right.
George W. Bush slipped Michelle Obama a piece of candy on his way into his father's funeral in D.C. yesterday. Bush handed Obama a cough drop at Senator McCain's recent funeral as well. But Bush went on to deliver a tearful eulogy to his father, who passed away Friday at the age of 94. Bush actually broke down in tears while saying, quote, through our tears, let us know the blessing of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man, the best father a son or daughter could ever have.
Oh, that's... I'll tell you what. That and the video footage of George Bush's dog.
Oh yes,
the dog like
by the casket.
By the casket. Oh my god!
People were trying to ruin that.
What?
By the way, by saying that dog was only quote in service for 6 months.
How dare they? Like, that dog is in mourning.
Right.
Oh God!
There's also speculation that the photo was set up.
Oh, you know what?
We can't have nice things.
No, we can't.
It's 2018. Can't have nice things.
Have you heard of sleep texting?
Okay. Describe this to me.
Okay, so it's the act of texting and then not recalling sending the texts when you wake up. So sleep texting falls into the category of parasomnia, which includes actions that can involve walking, talking, or texting while asleep. And it's believed that sleep texting happens when a person enters the REM sleep state. They feel the buzz or ding of their phone and automatically, as if on autopilot, reach over to their phone, send a response without even thinking about it, and then forget about it. The phenomenon is on the rise among young people, especially college students. In a survey conducted by Villanova University, of 372 students, 1 in 4 said they've texted in their sleep. Of that group, 72% of the sleep texters could not remember texting, and 25% of them had no idea what the text even said. So if you're a sleep texter,
yikes.
Experts suggest putting your phone out of reach so that if it does go off while you're sleeping, you'll have to actually get up and get it, and you will be conscious when you reply.
Yeah, like, I bet that could get pretty dangerous.
Well, it's funny. This has happened maybe once or twice with my boyfriend, Bruno Mars. Where I'll be like, I'll like address something. I think it's happened once actually. And it was like early in the morning when I was at work and he was still sleeping. And he was like, oh yeah, I saw that. And then I fell back asleep or whatever. And it's funny. Cause that definitely, you know,
I bet it gets people into trouble though. Cause I'm sure it's not always just, oh, okay, sure. Like,
right.
If you're not really thinking and you're just kind of like firing off a response or something, that could probably get people in trouble.
Yeah.
I would only imagine.
I would say.
Speaking of people being in trouble.
Woo!
Savage or sensible?
Savagery.
I want to alter this a little bit because we all seem to be on the same page when it comes to people calling in sick.
The day after the company holiday party.
And again, I'm going to lump in like the day after the Super Bowl, the day after your birthday, the day after the St. Patrick's Day, Mardi Gras, whatever. Whatever the reason is where it's obvious the reason is that you just drank too much.
Right. You went too hard.
I want to alter this because this was kind of a two-parter. Everyone pretty much seems to agree for the most part that that's a savage move.
Yeah.
I want to put on the table here the people that proactively take that day. And they're using that day as a day of recovery.
It's a hangover day. Not a vacation day.
Exactly.
It's a hangover
and
day.
And what message that sends to, because a lot of people were saying that's sensible to do that. But if, you know, we brought up a little bit before, if you're going to drink, if you are anticipating that you're going to drink so much at your holiday work function that you're going to require a day off the next day, what does that say?
Well, the funny thing,
still savage in my opinion.
And the funny thing about some of these people is that they don't even have to be here until like a normal hour. Like I think of you and I and all the people on the morning shows in this building, we have to get up at, you know, anywhere from 3:30 to 4:30 in the morning and be here. And if we're all here. I feel like everybody should be here.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Solidarity. We're pregnant, you know? We're not hungover.
Yeah.
We're here.
Sure. I'm down with that. 222-9800, taking the day off ahead of time after the holiday party at your office. 222-9800, the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. Is it savage or sensible?